B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Good morning and welcome in, everybody. Farzetta and Trey in the morning. Mark Farzetta, Trey Thomas, Bob Cooney, Jamie Lynch, Sam Wilson with you. Do you guys embrace change? Do you like change?
No, all the time.
That was two different answers.
Right.
I deal with change all the time. We were expecting something yesterday. Well, we had to change that.
Audible? Yeah, that's true.
Because some people can't read. I don't know.
Numbers. Numbers
things
are confusing.
Always change.
Yes. Yeah. So I deal with change all the but time. I don't like it.
I enjoy
can't
change.
Anyway.
Trey, just call it. It's a slight audible. That's all it is.
No. It's ridiculous, but whatever. But I deal with change all the time.
Yeah, well, we have to, right?
Yeah.
That's life, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I just changed where I live. That's a big change, right? And on my way to work now, I in the morning, there is this one traffic light. This one traffic light that I encounter now, and I've encountered it the last couple of days and the end of last week. That is a no turn on red when I need to be making a turn.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Yes, my life sucks because of this. No, but it's just one of those things that now I encounter. And it's one of those deals where if I make a right on red and it's allowed, right? Uh-huh. And usually you could see the clear line. You have clear sight of the oncoming traffic to see the lane you're turning into. And like usually you just make a right turn right there, right? But there's a sign that says no turn on red. And I look and I'm like, I have a clear line. Why can't I make the, like, if I could change something on my, like, in my new life now where I live and all that, it would be that sign. That sign is now the bane of my existence because I legally cannot make a right. I do anyway, but you can't make a right turn on red on this particular intersection. It's something that pisses me off.
What I do, baby.
And it's so stupid. But now because of this change, I want to change that. And the NBA yesterday just made some rule changes that they're adapting for at least a season to change the instant replay rules of the NBA. I don't get it. Like, I'm looking at the rules that they're changing and what they're allowing coaches to challenge and all that stuff. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. Hold on a second. You're allowing a coach to challenge a call that's made, but not challenge a non-call. Because usually, i.e., Joel Embiid versus Al Horford when the Sixers played the Celtics here in South Philly, and Al Horford fouled Joel Embiid towards the end of the game, and the NBA ended up actually in their 2-minute report changing it, saying, oh yeah, we missed that call. Sorry. If I'm a coach, I want what was supposed to be called but wasn't called. I don't want to have to challenge something that was already called and say, no, look at that, he didn't foul him. Because guess what? 99 times out of 100, you're going to see some kind of contact, and the official's going to be right. And the call's going to be upheld. So it's stupid. So that's one change that helps bring this up. The other is, and I'll applaud Major League Baseball before I rip him apart.
Nice of you.
The in-game interviews during the All-Star game, I love.
Oh, I thought you were going the other way there.
No. I'm gonna admire Major League Baseball before I rip them apart with the juice baseballs and tell them they're not juice, but whatever, we'll get to that.
You like that?
I love it. Hmm. I absolutely love it. Freddie Freeman last night batting against Verlander. Justin Verlander. Like, I never see a curveball like that.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, that's pretty awesome. Belly and Yelly getting interviewed while they're in the outfield. I think it was Mike Trout last year. He gave a weather update in D.C.
Yeah.
Joe Buck went to him for that. It was great. Francisco Lindor is the mayor of Cleveland. That man, he might even be the governor of Ohio at this point with how he was greeting everybody on the field when they went to him. There was some awesome stuff last night. I love it. Now, Trey.
I wasn't a big fan of it.
Well, see, why not? Let me ask you why not.
Just because. I mean, focus on the game.
Okay, no, the game doesn't matter.
It does matter.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
Not anymore.
I'm watching it.
Yes.
So if it doesn't matter,
it does
then
decide
I mean,
the home team in the
No, that's done. They don't,
oh, is it
yeah,
done?
They don't do that anymore.
Well,
yeah.
I guess I should have known that.
That's one of the things.
Sorry, Bobby.
That's one of the things. Rob Manfred. One of the first things he did was like, "Yeah, that was stupid. Sorry about that. We shouldn't have done that in Major League Baseball." Bud Selig just got pissed that there was a tie in his own hometown of, or his praised town of Milwaukee. But so the game doesn't matter anymore. It's a total exhibition. It's a show. It's a fan fest, is what it is. Not like the Fanatic fan fest, but it's a fan fest. I love that little change that Major League Baseball made to their broadcast of miking up the players in the games.
I wasn't a big fan of it.
Is it just because they're athletes and they should be playing?
Yes, play the game.
See, that's why I said in the 5 o'clock hour, I don't mind it for the All-Star game. All-Star game only.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
But a regular season game, no how, no way.
Oh, sure.
I don't want that. Right.
But that's what I just said. Was like, all right, man. You could have made that catch. Probably if you weren't sitting up here answering a question, talking, you probably could have made the catch.
Well, that was one of the cool things about it. I forget who it was. It was, they had, I think, all three Astros players on at the same time.
Right, yeah.
And they were all kind of talking. And then they started, like, smack-talking each other a little bit. And then there was a fly ball to right field near you. Oh, you gotta get that. Gotta get that.
Yeah.
And you hear them kind of explaining things to one another. And I was like, I wonder how they would have been mic'd up if it was Scott Kingery and Bryce Harper colliding against each other, into each other, in New York at Citi Field before the All-Star break.
Do we have that?
I wish we did, but we don't, unfortunately.
Okay. What do you think Kingery would have said? You know, because we heard what Kapler said.
Mm-hmm.
He just wanted to see how strong he was.
You want to see how solid Bryce Harper was.
What kind of a solid man he was.
Well, Bryce Harper was in the wrong.
Yes, he was
in the wrong.
So, I mean,
yeah.
So you think Kingery's on checking? Like, hey, I called you off. I called it.
No, they had a tickle fight in the outfield.
No. Kingery was in the right, so if we're saying, okay, if they were mic'd up,
yes,
you think Kingery would check Bryce and say, hey, man, I told you that was my ball?
No.
I think that he would have laughed at him. They would have had a giggle, and then as he's walking back with his back to him,
Bryce patted him on his head, like, after he got like shades off the ground. Like, oh, my God, my shades.
Yeah.
And then he patted him on his head. Yeah, man, my bad, you know.
I'm telling you, he gave him a little kiss on the head, like he was a toddler. He was like, oh, he's so cute, trying to catch my ball, even though it wasn't his ball.
Yeah.
But, like, no, because Scott was laughing. Scott Kingery was laughing at Bryce Harper. The two were, they were having like a chuckle fest in the outfield when that happened. But no, if it came to a regular season game, especially let's just say in the playoffs when Fox has everything on the national scale, right?
Right, right.
No way in hell do I like that.
I hate when they interview NBA coaches, even though they do it
at the break.
And then like when the game returns, the interview is still going on, but it is taped. So it's not like, but I can't stand that.
They do the same thing in hockey.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't. And just to what Trey said, that's not the time or the place.
I absolutely agree with you on that. Hockey, I think, was the first to really do it during like in-game stuff because they wanted to try to boost that rating, and it hasn't really worked out all that well. But then I think basketball ended up following. I don't even really like as much. I like it because just being a fan, the coaches being mic'd up during a timeout was a good change to the broadcast as we talk about different changes in sports now in honor of the NBA. But I don't like that. If I'm a player or coach, like I don't want what I said, like a little snippet of 7 seconds. But because they always give, what do they always give you? They always give you the cut where Brett Brown's like, hey, don't forget to play defense.
Yeah.
And then everyone is like, oh, is that the advice he gives? It's like, well, sometimes as a coach, you're just going to say, you're going to have coach speak, even to your own players.
And sometimes a timeout is just to take away, get some energy, sit down, relax. We know what we're supposed to do. You don't have to keep feeding these guys over and over and over,
And you're not going to be given game plan when you know you're mic'd up, nor if the broadcast is worth anything, they're also not going to put out what they know you don't want out. So you're not going to do that, but it's a good change to the broadcast. And, you know, speaking of change, and I thought about this, and this is all because of a red light encounter, right? This kind of got my wheels turning on this, right? No pun intended. But I see the NBA rule changes for instant replay. And then I was thinking about the change that I loved in the All-Star game last night. And then I was also thinking about our man Connor Barwin that was in studio with us yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Connor wants to make a change. Actually, he wants to go back to the old. He wants to come back to the Philadelphia Eagles. And as we all know, Connor Barwin, and he promoted it yesterday, September 5th is going to be his fifth annual Make the World Better concert. He wants to make the world better. Let's make the world better.
Yes.
So let's do that today.
Okay.
In honor of the NBA, in honor of the All-Star game, changing their broadcast and all that stuff, in honor of Connor Barwin, let's make the world better today. And I heard Mike talking about this yesterday, Mike Miceli, about something. He went through all the sports pretty much and was changing things, and callers were suggesting things. Let's not just the sports world. Let's make the world better.
Mm.
And I swear, if any of you go to politics, you're done. Like, we're not going there today. But I'm just talking about the little things in life, whether sports or life, that you would change in a heartbeat. And I'll give you one example. And I know it's a common complaint among people that travel. Why do they board the flight the way they board the flight?
Oh, it's a good one.
I mean,
start at the back. It makes no sense.
Yeah, back to front.
Right, but the only thing that makes it...
Well, we're not wiping here,
bro. Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, no wipe.
Oh, I found out a buddy of mine was a back to front wiper. He's never lived it down.
Yeah, like, what is that?
It's weird.
All right.
We have a plethora of FanFest tickets to give away. August 24th. You enjoy that one, Trey?
Yeah.
Never go back to front, Trey. Never.
Yeah, never go back to front. No.
Okay,
you know what? Nicknamed Smelly Balls in no time.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's just not...
Not good.
Not good.
Nobody wins.
Yeah, no one wins at all.
As much as I want to gloss over this, I can't. I'm just too curious. How the hell
did you find out
that he was a back-to-front wiper?
I believe wiping technique came up somehow, probably over many, many beers, and I think somebody knew. And
I'm never drinking with Jamie again.
Does this guy have, like, seven older sisters?
No. I think you've met him. I'll tell you during the break.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait.
We've shamed him into changing.
Blood relative?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Good. Just making sure. But in all honesty, of all these changes, right, like, what's one thing you guys would change? Now, it can be in sports. It could be outside of sports. It could be the red light. It could be why the hell they board a flight the way they board it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, I know why they do it. Status is what it comes down to.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about, like, social status, obviously. I'm talking about flight status. They reward the people that fly frequently and all that stuff, so you can build your status to get to the point where you can be the first to board or first class or whatever. Like, first class, I get it. Yeah, go ahead, board first. You paid for it, or maybe you just got upgraded, whatever. But it drives everybody nuts that they don't board the flight from back to front. But if they did that, then that totally just eliminates all status on a flight. So what's something that jumps to mind, Bob, that you would change when it comes to the world or even the world of sports?
Hmm.
What is your go-to?
Wow, this is good, Mark. You caught me off guard a little bit.
But it makes you think a little bit.
What I would change... Wow, I really got
to
think about
one
this.
Jump to mind?
One jump to mind for me.
What do you got,
for
Jerry?
In sports or in life?
In
I'm
life.
Thinking life, not sports.
In life.
Yeah, go
this
for
is
it.
My biggest
What's
pet
your change?
Peeve.
What's your change?
People not understanding that the left lane is for passing.
Oh.
Yeah.
It literally causes traffic problems. It's the simplest thing in the world, and I see it multiple times a day. Somebody just cruising in the left lane doing like 55.
Who's the bleep hole in this scenario, right? The guy that's going like the speed limit in the left lane, or the guy tailgating that guy?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, my answer is simple. The guy going 60.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you on that. My pet peeve is the people that, and a lot of it could be driving, and mine in driving is the people that make crazy moves, dangerous moves, to get one car ahead of where they were.
Mm. You know what I consider that?
And I'll pull up next to somebody and say, congratulations, you almost killed somebody and yourself because you had to get one more car ahead of where you were.
And they might be doing that because somebody's driving like a Richard Head in the left lane.
Exactly. They might be.
Yep.
That's the justification
because
right there.
Because it causes all problems on the highway.
Well, I'll give this like this, right? So that person, I call it the Andy Reid. He put himself in the best position to get where he needed to go faster. That's I always think of it like that. He might be one car length in front of you, but what if that's the difference between making a red light or missing the red light?
Game of inches.
The game of inches.
I try to do the best
Everything
I can.
Everything we do matters.
Well,
yeah.
I love that one.
I just go back to Trey setting the scene of how that came up.
That 70s show.
No, it's beautiful. What would you change, Trey? You live in a world of constant change.
Constant change.
And this can't be about your golf game. You're not changing that today.
Yeah, I can't change my golf game. I would change the inability to make left turns in New Jersey.
Jug handles,
you know.
Oh, my God. My son,
wow.
Kyle. My son, Kyle, still doesn't understand jug handles. He started as a little kid. Now he's 20. He still doesn't get it.
Yeah, the having
stupid.
To go right, to go left.
Yeah.
That's
a good one.
Yeah.
See, there could be so many driving ones.
I was going to say, like, we all go into, like, traffic.
I know, because I was trying to think outside of that. That's
my sports one I'll think on, but the left lane drivers came to mind right away.
This could be anything in terms of change in sports, change in the world. world. And again, no politics. It could also just be about anything. I mean, we're just trying to make the world a better place. And on to the NBA. And Bob, we're going to go through this because I don't believe the NBA did anything yesterday. I'm looking at the rules. And by the way, the way I saw it described was the first 46 minutes of a game.
Right. Because the last two are reviewed anyway.
Couldn't just say outside the 2 minutes? Like, what? Whatever. First 46 minutes. That's like...
yeah, that's weird.
It's pretty stupid.
Anyway, convoluted. Yeah,
you know what I'd change? How convoluted that statement was by the NBA. So we'll get into that. And then the first thing I saw today, you know, you wake up, you do the scroll on Twitter immediately. Yeah. Oh, what I miss? And NBA Reddit, like... that had the worst trade in the history of even...
Don't say Russell Westbrook's name, please.
Oh, no.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
Russell Westbrook! So...
Oh, no. And then, let me guess, Ben
Don't
Simmons.
Say... Oh.
I mean...
It is... Like,
bad NBA Reddit.
Simmons,
bad.
Simmons was not mentioned.
Okay, all right.
But Joel Embiid was.
Ah, jeez.
So that was like the first
thing. I'm the most unstoppable player in the league.
It was the first thing I saw. Also, how Jamie didn't know what ticker tape was. We got to get into that.
And, wait, you did?
Yeah.
I didn't. All right, that's on me. I got to be better.
We didn't know the origin.
We know how I knew? Because as Trey likes to say, I'm a broadcast professional.
Oh, there you go.
And it's not just with the stock market. That's the main thing. Yeah, that's the big thing. But it's not just where ticker tape exists.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So we'll get into that a little bit later. So we'll get into the NBA challenges. And also, Rob Manfred does the classic, you know, pee on my shoes and tell me it's raining. Like, yeah, no, nice try there, bucko.
You smoked it, crap!
You have a new toy. And we'll get to that as well coming up for you here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning. The Fanatic.
So I wake up this morning.
That's a good thing.
Isn't that how this song... Anyway. I wake up this morning and I look at Twitter and the first thing that pops up is...
Wait, you woke up this morning and the first thing that pops up is what?
Yeah, Twitter.
Is that where we're going?
Fellas,
seriously, that's where we're going now?
It was our first night in the new bedroom.
There you go.
And nothing happened. I fell asleep. Anyway, so I got to tell you a great story of how great a man I am.
Okay.
Let me tell you how great I am.
Okay.
Yeah, it involves how I got the box spring into our bedroom because it wouldn't fit up our 100-year-old staircase.
Wow.
Because 100 years ago, people were really tiny, apparently, like 3 feet tall, everybody.
They're big enough to swing in the swing. Didn't jump in the swing.
They celebrated coming home from World War I
yeah.
on this love swing in the basement.
Yeah.
But anyway, focus. And here we go.
What do, baby? So, yeah, baby. I like.
Impossible.
Kawhi fascinates me.
Is there a more appropriate show for today than the show after the All-Star game? Anyway, so I wake up. The first thing I see is Sixers Reddit. Somebody quoted they took a screen grab of Sixers Reddit and tweeted it out.
Oh, no.
And it was, here's how we get Russell Westbrook. And I was like, oh, dear God, no.
Oh, no.
Because I don't want him. And we went around the horn pretty much yesterday. And does anybody here want Russell Westbrook? Does anyone want him on the squad?
Not
is
on
anyone
this
really,
squad,
is
no.
anybody really excited? The Sixers are kicking the tires on Russell Westbrook? No? Okay, good. We're all on the same page here. So the trade was that Philadelphia would receive Russell Westbrook, a 2024 Clippers first-round pick, unprotected, for Jonah Bolden, stay with me, Zaire Smith, and Joel Embiid.
Zaire.
And I'm like, is this where we're going to go now in life?
Yeah,
like,
we don't need to constantly do this. The team's set.
We're pretty good.
Yeah, like, let's roll with what we got.
People, I think, nationally are looking at this as a Sixers-Bucks Eastern Conference, and then everybody else. And I have the Sixers coming out of the Eastern Conference right now. No problem, right? The Bucks don't scare me a little bit. In the NBA Finals, that's going to be a tall order. The Clippers, 3-1 favorites to win the NBA title right now. They're the leaders in that category. And, it's hard to argue against that, even if you're talking about LeBron's new Lakers with everybody coming together out there for that version of the Staples Center. So when I look at that, I go, it's going to be pretty tough. But I'm not looking at Russell Westbrook as the guy to come here and help the Sixers get over the top. Because this team is pretty stacked, and they're pretty set already, Jamie, as you just pointed out.
Yeah.
So, are we going to go through this now?
First time we have stability in what? Feels like 6, 7, 8 years?
We'll put it this way. You're calling it this is how rare stability is? Like, the season's over, and right now all we have is a roster on paper.
Yeah.
And some summer league action.
That's stability.
That is stability to us here in Philadelphia when it comes to basketball. One, because Brett Brown initially, in my favorite Brett Brown quote ever, was the coaching gypsies. Those gypsies of those G League players and then D League players, all that stuff. And then being able to have those guys. And now being able to have gypsies that are at least all-star caliber players. I'll take that version of gypsies right now. But yes, you're going to be going into the season with a starting five that will be dominant in the NBA this year. Like, 50 wins would raise your eyebrows. Not so much.
No, 60 is the...
The 60 is what I'm looking at. Now. Yeah. 60 is what I'm looking at right now. So I'm really hoping...
This is our new norm!
Over the next couple of days, possibly even weeks, depending on how long it takes for Russell Westbrook to sign somewhere, I'm really hoping that we don't become inundated with people that are making this request. Because I heard it once or twice yesterday, and here's what I heard. Both times I heard it brought up, it's like, oh, now everybody wants Russell Westbrook. That's stupid. And I feel like... Wait a minute, hold on a second. I don't think anybody wants Russell Westbrook.
Not that I've heard.
Not in Philly. But I keep on hearing it. Whenever people bring it up, I hear it in the context of everybody else wants him, but I'm the smart one who doesn't.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, nobody. I just want to make this clear. I just want to make this clear. Don't make up a point to make yours seem more validated or whatever. I think we could all go around the horn again. Russell Westbrook is not where we want the Sixers to go.
No.
I was just going to go to our guy who had something to give, something he wanted to change.
Yeah, you should call right back. That was a good one.
That was a good one. We needed to get into that because, Trey, I know this is something that was something that was near and dear to your heart.
Yes, it was.
But here's what we're looking for today. In honor of the All-Star game last night, and this is the second year I believe they've done this, because I remember they did it last year. I mentioned earlier Mike Trout gave a weather report in-game when they went to him on the field. They talked to a couple other players. Manny Machado might have been one of them as well. But last night they did the in-game interviews. And then also what happened was MLB says they're not changing the baseballs. So that's something they're saying not, there's not changing.
I don't believe you.
It's BS is what it is. But then the NBA, Bob, comes out with these different rule changes about how they're going to institute instant replay in the NBA. And it really doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me with how they want to make this change. And looking at the rules here, just verbatim, this is what they're doing. They're adopting these rules for a one-year trial. One-year trial. So already you know that they're a little worried. if they're just going to try something for a year, let's just see how it goes. So here's one of them. Each team is entitled to one challenge regardless of the outcome of the previous, okay? So regardless, one challenge. They can only challenge a called foul on their own team, a called out-of-bounds violation, or a called goaltending or basket interference violation. Another rule here. Team must have legal timeout to initiate a challenge. So that's kind of like the NFL.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta have to do that. And also, the NBA's replay challenge can trigger reviews for the first 46 minutes of a game. So in other words, not the final 2 minutes. And the first 3 minutes of overtime. With this change to the instant replay rules, what are we gaining here?
I don't know.
What do we gain? What does even a coach gain?
Some clarity?
This is nothing! This is nothing!
Yeah, they didn't want to go the slippery slope. They didn't want to go the slippery slope side of saying, I'm challenging that you didn't make that call. Which is weird. Which is what you were pointing to earlier.
Right.
It's a call that has been made. You can only challenge the action of someone, not the non-action.
Yeah.
Which is... The opposite, the NFL went the other way, right? Where they said, well, you can challenge a non-pass interference call.
That's the change that they made now. Yeah. That was now, interference there. Look at that again.
Right. Now, my first reaction is basketball is so up and down and you know, nonstop, and coaches are figuring out this. I don't know how many times, hold on a minute. What happened there? I wonder how many times they're going to actually use their challenges. You know, I wonder if the game's too fast to do it. Plus, what, 8 minutes to go in the third quarter of a 6-8 point game. Oh, no, no, no. Hold, I want to challenge. I think he was out of bounds.
Yeah, you're going to be waiting until the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So, or really the last three minutes.
Yeah, so the fourth quarter, which drags on endlessly in an NBA contest anyway, is now going to be even longer.
Great!
Yeah.
So they just had a meeting about nothing.
Yes.
All right.
That's pretty much what happened in the NBA. Yeah, yeah. I don't get it. Now, look, people will always compare it to the NFL because the NFL, I feel, has done a good job with what they have done.
It's a much superior game.
Actually, speaking of the changes, somebody, Thomas DeVito, I believe, tweeted in and said, your change is stupid about the... you didn't say it on air yet. The fumbling? Oh,
yeah, it's not stupid.
He said, let's give more advantages to the offense. That checks out.
And yes,
I believe that was sarcastic font.
No, no, yeah, let's do that. Because what other way is the NFL going? What the hell? Has he been paying attention? So we'll get into that in 1 second. But I want to reset. Tell Sam. I need Sam in here about 38. 638.
Samantha!
638. We'll officially throw out what will be not the Twitter poll today.
No, people are commenting already.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So we'll get a few of these going here. Not the Twitter poll, but our Twitter question, rather. And it's still brought to you by the wonderful people of Window Nation. Search for Window Shop, windownation.com. And get 50% off any style window, plus make no down payments with no payments for 12 full months. That's windownation.com. Also call 866-90-NATION. So we'll jump into that in a second here. But when you're looking at everything regarding the NBA and the rule changes, people will compare it to the NFL. But the NFL has those great stoppages already built in. Where you can, it's not exactly a game that flows like the NBA.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So in other words, I'll bring up this example again, like what happened against the Celtics last year with Al Horford, where in the final 2 minutes of the game, Al Horford fouls Joel Embiid. JoJo was going for the foul itself, and no call was made. Boston ends up going the other
way. It would still be a no call.
It would still be a no call.
Yeah.
So what do we...
And it doesn't jive with them coming out with the L2Ms, the last 2 minute reports that they always come out with, which I always thought was crazy, that they admit their wrongdoings. So let's correct them by not correcting them.
So how would you, in basketball, if you really want to make this work, you would have to be able to institute the call or institute the challenge, rather.
Of a non-call.
Of a non-call.
Yeah.
But for that, you'd have to stop the flow of the game. Which is why I don't think they can do it.
Exactly. Great point.
Like, great.
Whoa. Stop that fast break. Hold on. Challenge. Like, it's almost to the point of pickup. You know, pickup, you go up and somebody, I got it. Hold on. Like, you saw, when we're playing pickup,
sure.
And I got a foul. Hold on. Stops the flow. Whatever. You can't do that in the NBA. That's basically what they're. So, you're right. It's much of nothing. It appears, right?
It just seems to be... I don't know what they gain out of this.
I don't either. It's almost like, wait, let's play catch-up to the other sports because they're doing this instant replay stuff in a different way, but we're not sure how to do it, so let's just act like we're doing something different.
All right, let's reset the table with this. So we're talking about change in sports. Also talking about just everyday life, what you would like to change here. Now, mine that I'm giving out here on social media, and it is part of our Twitter poll today, our Twitter question, rather, the rule in sports that has to go. And this is my sports one here. We got the everyday. I talked about the right turn on red. Some areas you can't do that because it says that on the sign. Even though you can clearly see the oncoming traffic in the lane. If it's clear, you can make the turn. You have all day. When it's posted that you can't do that when you can see the oncoming traffic clearly, it doesn't make any sense.
Somebody tweeted in, I think they're your new hero, said my brother had the same situation in the city about 10 years ago. Remove the sign overnight, and the city never replaced it. That's amazing.
That person is my hero. I mean, they're an anarchist, but I appreciate
them.
They
just want to see the world burn.
No, that's fine. They're taking justice into their own hands. Traffic justice into their own hands.
That's beautiful.
But mine in sports, and I'm always scratching my head because I think the punishment here does not fit the crime.
You would be correct.
The fumbling out of the end zone? Like, if I'm an offensive player running into the end zone and I fumble before I get to the goal line and the ball rolls out of the back of the end zone or out of the end zone, out of bounds, or through the end zone, out of bounds,
mm-hmm.
It's a turnover and a touchback.
Touchback.
And for the other team. How the hell does that make any sense? Where does that rule come from?
Yeah, that's a dumb one.
Everything else where there's a fumble, they just throw the ball down the ground where it was lost or picked up, and they go about the rest of the game. Mm-hmm. For this, it's a turnover.
Yeah.
Like, I was about to, it could be like a 12-point swing, a 14-point swing. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. That's always been a rule that I thought was ridiculous.
Okay.
I thought they should just, wherever the guy fumbled, you throw the beanbag down, and you go from there.
Or at worst, just to have them touch back to the 20. Like, you could lose some yards.
Oh, there you go.
Right. So you're still back to the 20.
Yeah, like, if you're at the 5 and you fumble into the end zone, you lose, you start back like at the 20.
10-15-yard penalty. Yeah.
There you go.
That's not like, bad. That's more fair than the touchback for the other team.
No,
like, that just makes no sense.
Don't fumble in the first. Yeah,
sound like Coach Belichick over there.
Maybe hold your block.
Belichick said he benches people.
Yeah,
because that extend at the goal line.
Yeah, I mean, you always talk, do not extend. That's one thing that I took from Chip Kelly. Well, a couple things. But, you know, that was one of the ones he was like, never extend the ball over the line.
Okay.
Yeah. Stole that from Bill. Let's not give him credit.
Okay, yeah. Probably.
All right, Trey.
He's like, oh, Belichick guy's smart. I'm going to steal that real quick. Yeah.
All right, Trey, yours was what?
Okay, yeah, mine was the inability to make left turns in New Jersey. But also, I don't like that had to stop at wait at a stoplight when there's no traffic. Because when we're leaving, when I'm coming to work at 3:30 something in the morning, there's no traffic, but I have to stay at a light.
Oh, yeah.
The light is red, and I'm just sitting there.
I always thought there should be maybe more blinking red lights.
Yeah, more flashing red lights would be awesome.
Where those traffic lights become stop signs, essentially.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That would make more sense.
So then I don't have to run them, you know? You know,
forget the guy that's taking down no turn on red signs.
Yeah, no. just wondering, like, why do I have to sit there at 3 o'clock in the morning at a red light?
Right, no, that's a great point.
And there are no cars.
That's a good point.
And I guess the light doesn't have the little sensor for the lights and all that, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm just sitting there like, all right, I'm going to run you. But, you know.
You're looking for the cameras?
Yeah, no traffic. You know, where's any cars? Okay, so it was my sports one.
Bob, what was yours again?
My sports one is games starting so important games starting so late. NBA Finals 9 o'clock. NCAA basketball finals.
It's more like 9:17. Right. 9:20
NCAA. Right. You're right. NCAA basketball finals 9:30. You know, baseball World Series is like 8:30. 9 o'clock. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I change about sports.
But Sam, what are the people saying?
We have some good responses so far. I'm trying to get through all of them. There are a lot, but. Shans tweets in and says, at concerts and sporting events, when people hold their phone in the air and try to record like most of it, he would get rid of that, which is a good one.
Yeah, right, people are aware on Instagram, they're just posting like bright lights flashing. Like,
yeah.
You're just attempting to give people seizures.
And I hate when they're recording so that you could hear whoever they're listening to, but then they don't realize that you can hear them singing. You ever get that?
That I enjoy.
It's so bad.
Because they can't even hear themselves and they're so off key, but for whatever reason you can hear them. Yes, I agree.
Yeah, I do that too, though. I am guilty.
One more.
Okay, so Tim M. says, making the day after the Super Bowl a federal holiday.
That needs to change.
That actually came up in the 5 o'clock hour.
Yes.
I think it should be Super Bowl Saturday if you're not going to make Monday a holiday.
Yeah. I'm all for it.
Why are we doing this on a Sunday?
Yeah.
People already have the scaries. Let people have their party and get drunk and eat food and just go into a food coma. Let them do that without work hanging over their head.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I agree
but
with that.
I like that one.
When I wasn't here yet, but what about, like, didn't you guys love coming in right away after the Super Bowl when the Eagles
loves,
won?
Loves a strong word.
Well, yeah, like,
you like coming to work drunk, yeah.
Okay, so I just thought it would be cool.
I mean, it was cool, like the adrenaline. It's something I'll never forget.
Only
like,
if the Eagles win the Super Bowl do I want to come in on Monday.
Exactly.
That's the only way I want to come in on Monday. Let's make that change. 610-63. Oh, Jamie, what was yours? What was your change?
Mine is the drivers in the left lane of highways, and maybe some of you out there listening right now are doing exactly this, driving the speed limit in the left lane. Get out! You're causing traffic!
Mass hysteria! What are you doing?
I just wish everybody knew that rule. It's very simple. Let's change that.
Let's all help our neighbors. So in honor of Connor Barwin being in studio yesterday, by the way, we'll get into his comments as to what he believes he could do for the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
In honor of that, in honor of the NBA changes, in honor of the MLB broadcast for the second straight year interviewing the players on the field, we're talking about change today, both in the sports world and in everyday life. What's something that you would change if we like yours? We're going to give you some FanFest tickets. 610-632-0975. Wide open board for you. Now's a great time for you to jump in. Coming up in a minute, speaking of change, something happened in last night's All-Star game involving JT Realmuto where he had to make a change on the fly. Time of the Fanatic, 641.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's unfortunate, but the Phillies' lone representative in the All-Star game last night, JT Realmuto, went 0 for 2.
Yes, he did.
All right. He went 0 for 2.
Yeah.
All right, it's an exhibition. And we're all enjoying it, right? But did you see the helmet fiasco that happened? Did you see what happened, Trey?
Classic Philly.
I think it might be deeper, too.
Uh-oh.
What?
Oh, we got a conspiracy theory,
Bobby!
Oh,
we got a conspiracy theory!
Go ahead. You say what you were going to say.
Here's what happened to JT Realmuto's helmet. He appears in the on-deck circle, I believe it was in the top of the eighth inning, with a Brewers helmet on. And we're like, did he just get traded? No. He's in Phillies uniform, Brewers helmet. Finds out after the game that Jim Salisbury did a little detective work of this conspiracy and found out that they just didn't pack JT Realmuto's helmet.
Is that all?
Now, this isn't the first time this has happened. Remember, he didn't have his road equipment. He had his home catcher's gear, but did not have his road catcher's gear. It took a while for that to come in. So he's been dealing with equipment issues all season long now.
Wow.
Then he goes to the All-Star game, and they forgot to pack his helmet. So, you know, being a guy that can improvise, a wily veteran, just as JT Realmuto is, he goes out there and he decides to take the helmet of, who was that guy for
Yelich?
Not the Brewers. I'm talking about the guy,
DeYoung.
DeYoung.
Oh,
yeah. From the Cardinals.
Right.
Cardinals had red helmet. They're the Redbirds. Red helmet. Phillies red helmet. He thinks, no problem. Let's take the Phillies P, pop it on this helmet. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
The only problem was in the eighth inning when he came to bat. DeYoung was on base. So he couldn't just go out there and take his helmet.
Wait, but they have Philly decals on hand, but not the proper helmet?
Evidently.
That's weird.
So he takes, Yasmani Grandal was like, here, bro, just take my helmet. So he goes into the on-deck circle.
Representing well on the big stage.
He goes into the on-deck circle. JT Realmuto goes into the on-deck circle in the eighth inning to take his hacks. And the camera catches him with a Brewers helmet on because they just forgot to pack his helmet.
Not a Justice helmet? What position does JT Realmuto play?
He plays catcher, Bob.
What position did he play last night in the All-Star game?
Was he playing first? Where did he play?
Designated hitter.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Was it just the helmet that didn't make it?
Huh.
Did he not catch because he didn't have any catcher's equipment at all?
He was.
He didn't have any catch, so they just sent him just...
Yeah, we need you to catch in the six. And he's like, no equipment, dude. Oh, DH then.
Interesting.
Wow.
So
they sit there with no equipment.
I'm just wondering. You know, there's a catcher, didn't have a helmet for offense, and didn't catch. Did he have his equipment for defense?
No. I'm going to say no.
You're thinking his whole shipment never made it?
No.
That's the first thing I thought of this morning when I realized the helmet issue, and then I looked at it and I said, wait, why did he DH? He didn't even catch.
That's a good point, Bob.
Interesting.
He didn't have his equipment. I'm going with that. I'm going
to take it a step further. Trey, you're on my side.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it a step further. Was it even really JT Realmuto in the All-Star game? Just can you prove it to me that he was definitely there?
I cannot.
Did you only see him there on camera?
I did.
They can do anything with cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can you even say that it was really JT Realmuto?
There's Tupac
there.
Holograms. I mean, who's to say there's not a Realmuto hologram out there?
I just saw Michael Jackson last week in Vegas.
Saying it out.
I'm just chilling, man. And here's the other thing, Bob. I don't. Maybe I missed this, but he was the last sub to go in the game.
Yeah, so he definitely didn't have his equipment.
He definitely did not have his equipment.
So they just sent him out there with some cleats.
Yeah,
like, man, you know. And they probably had that for him.
His uni, his cleats.
They actually his went uniform to the, was already there.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right.
So
they actually went to the New Era tent before the game and just grabbed his jersey and said, hey, you know, we don't have anything that belongs to you.
And, you know, yeah, he went out there with no equipment because when you're playing a game like that, your shoe sponsor is going to send your shoes and everything there.
Yeah.
So he went out there with no equipment.
Go figure.
Wow.
Go figure.
Just show up.
But the All-Star game is nothing short of spectacular. And look, I'm glad that they did away with the home field advantage of the World Series and all that stuff. But the on-field interviews, I can't say it enough. They're just absolutely fantastic. Scott and Barrington, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Scott?
Brother Mark, what's going on?
Hey, man.
Chairman of Detroit, what's happening over there?
Are we good?
Good, good. Always enjoy listening to you guys. Brother Trey, you had me cracking up earlier. I'm going to get to my Phillies point. I'm sitting over here at the Trey station, smiling, and I'm just dying. Everybody's looking at me like I'm weird, but then I get it. Everybody talks to themselves, so whatever. But the traffic light thing, when that happens, Brother Trey and fellas, I feel that like they should have some kind of sensor. If nothing's coming the other way, it should automatically change when the headlights or they feel a car coming up to the light going in your direction. So me and my lady sat here the other night and Brian, we're just like, la, 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 la. Like I said, no traffic, Brother Trey, coming either way. We're just like, okay, is the light going to change? We're going to make the restaurant in time or not. But this has some kind of sensor. Once the car comes to that light, whatever direction, just change and boom. But I thought the same way you did, Brother Trey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man.
We could have made our own meal in the car. But,
sometimes I will admit, especially in the hours that we're traveling so early, right? Uh-huh. I will be like, I'll look at a sign that says, like, no turn on red, something like that. And I'll just be like, well, that's cute. And yeah. then I'm gone.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah,
like, just, ah, this doesn't apply to me.
Yeah. Yeah, you just do it, Brother Mark. But all of us have done that. But with the Phillies, I'll listen to answer, fellas. Once again, love you guys. And see you at the Fanatic Fan Fest. Give me two of the Phillies players who got to step it up in the second half. Once again, peace. God bless you guys.
Back right, at you, Scott. Appreciate it. I mean, Bryce Harper.
Definitely Bryce Harper.
I think that goes without saying. And, like.
All right, let's go, Phillies.
I don't want to just, like.
Reese,
yeah, but really, I mean, pitching. Like after Bronco. Aaron Nola,
so pretty much everybody.
But yes, I mean there's a lot of people to choose from. Let's put it that way. It's not a small group of people that need to step up. It's a large group of people.
Yeah.
But I think the bats are going to come around, and I think Bryce Harper is going to come around, and he needs to do that. But really, an arm, somebody in this rotation needs to step up after Aaron Nola.
And I think it would be Arrieta. But with the bone spurs, now you don't even know if he's going to be out there.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Does he really even have bone spurs?
Yeah, you're on this big thing. That I don't know.
Every time he seems
well,
to
he
suck.
Gets hurt.
Yeah, he's hurt every time.
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, would it surprise you a guy named Tight Pants is faking that?
Yeah, no, but not Mr. Tight Pants.
Mr. Tight Pants,
bucko. Let's just correct that right now. But yeah, no, I mean, really, after that, it has to be, look, I'm not betting on them to do it. But if this team really is going to be a playoff team, a wild card team even, they need at least one other starting pitcher to step up. So if it's not going to be something where you're going to have a guy step up and be a stud pitcher or go out and make some kind of stud acquisition, it needs to be somebody on this team stepping up to be, at the very least, whether it's Zach Eflin, Nick Pivetta, or Vince Velasquez right now, or Cole Irvin, again, not betting on these guys, but if they're not going to go out and make that acquisition, they need to make sure they have somebody else do that to step up in their rotation. I go to the pitching staff after Bryce Harper.
I go to pitching staff, and that one person has to step up. I don't think he's here yet.
All right,
you can't.
So you're saying the
four names that you just said, there's no way in hell that any of us can accept. And I hear what you're saying.
So you're saying Matt Klentak.
Yeah, there you go. Matt Klentak has to step up.
There
Bryce
you
Harper
go. That's not like
and
that.
Matt Klentak.
Yeah,
there
you go. There. Those are the two.
All right, let's get Debbie. She's got a change for us here. Debbie, what's on your mind this morning?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I usually treat in, but I really want FanFest tickets.
Oh, all right.
You got them.
So I think the NFL should change that the Cowboys are America's team. I think that's bull. I'm tired of hearing it, and they suck.
These are all great points, Debbie.
Everything appears factual that you said.
I cannot disagree or present a counter-argument to dispel anything you just said. So, Debbie, I do like the idea of Commissioner Roger Goodell coming out and making a firm statement that the Cowboys are not America's team.
Yeah, I think he should have done that when they did the draft here in Philadelphia. Maybe we wouldn't have booed them.
You know, other than saying, come on, Philly, is that all you got? That would have made me actually appreciate Roger Goodell even more. Because I actually liked Roger Goodell saying that at the draft when he was here. I was like, all right, good for you. We can take it a little bit here. But if he came out and just said, and by the way, I just want to make this official, and like even roll out something that looked like the Declaration of Independence, and he like signs that with a feathered pen, and he holds it up, and it says that the Cowboys are officially not America's team. Yes, that's something.
97.5 The Fanatic.